Blog Talk Radio.
This is Heart to Love with Fola, the show that brings you fun, refreshing time in the Spirit of God and empowering nuggets from the Word of God. As you listen to the show, you'll learn how to rely on God, know God for yourself one-on-one, and you'll receive wisdom nuggets to move you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, a warm welcome to your radio host, Certified Life Coach, Folakemi Ayodele.
Good evening, everyone. This is Folakemi Ayodele, your host on Heart to Love with Fola, and I'm so grateful and excited to be here again with Danida Solomon Ogadanga. Danida has been on this show for long. We know her. She's a healing coach, and she's been a blessing to us, and I'm so glad to have her on again today. Danida, how are you doing, sis?
I am doing well. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Folakemi. Thank you.
You're welcome, and a big thank you to everyone that is live on here with us on the phone and those that are online on the internet. Big thank you. You would be blessed. I know Danita is loaded. You know, she's a coach. She has grown through pain, and she knows how it feels, and she has also experienced the healing and restoration of God. So today she's going to be sharing on grieving and dealing with loss of any loved one. And also, she has a lot of resources. She has her latest book, Oh Darling, You Rock, Bouncing Back from Life, Storm, Ups and Downs, and much more. I know she's ready to roll. So let's
Absolutely.
Get right to the
first. Waiting for the green light.
Amen. What are the different stages of grieving for someone that have lost a spouse, child, or parent?
You know what, Folakemi, I'm so happy that we started with this. Again, thank you so much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
I just want to just kind of set the stage. You know, everybody that we talk to, you know, everyone that I deal with Grief Talk, and everyone that I see on social media that I work with, they're always asking for formulas. They're asking for steps. And we as a people have been conditioned to, you know, to have steps and to have formulas. And a lot of times what we really need to realize is that we have to get to the point of understanding that formulas are not going to always fix the situation.
Wow.
A lot of times when we deal with grief is a very real emotion. It's a very real thing, Folakemi, as you know. And I remember, you know, talking to you before in the pre-chat about the different stages of grief. You know, you have the denial, you have anger, you have bargaining, you have depression, you have acceptance. Those five stages were created by an awesome psychiatrist by the name of Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. But what most people don't really realize is when you're going through the grief stages, you don't necessarily say, okay, today I'm feeling denial, and tomorrow I'm going to experience anger. Grief comes in waves, Folakemi, and a lot of times they come and they go. And those stages you will find themselves repeating, you know, and you'll find yourself stuck on one for years. And, you know, for many, you may not even experience anything except acceptance, you know. And it's just that we really need to be mindful as we go along that when Elizabeth Kubler-Ross wrote that book on death and dying, what people may not realize, Folakemi, is that she was writing that book about terminally ill patients and how they deal with their own mortality, not necessarily how we deal with the fact of losing someone. So that paradigm needs to change. We need to look at, you know, how we tend to grieve differently from those stages and from a formula and just go through them.
Wow, this is powerful, and I think it's important, you know, because a lot of people just, you know, go through grief and just, you know, Google it, and they come up with all these formulas. They are trying to look for answers. So you can't really blame people from looking for answers, but I'm happy that you really touch on this so people can know that, look, instead of all these formulas, you know, just, you know, seek God and whatever it is you're going to tell us about ways to deal with it rather than just walking through all this formula, because this formula may work for A and it will not work for B.
Exactly, Father Timmy. And you know what? The amazing thing about it is, like I shared, you know, on your show last year, when I lost both of my parents were ministers. Both of them were. So I was a preacher's kid times two. So the first thing that a preacher's kid does or is expected to do when you lose your parents is to take out your Bible, put your Bible under your shoulder, under your arm, and just smile and be strong. We're taught all of these euphemisms of, you know, they're present with the Lord. They're absent from the body. You know, you're going to see them again.
Right.
But the matter is, they're no longer here. And when we try to, like, to do, like, Google grief, and, you know, try to, you know, act like we are not affected by it, that's when you do like I did. I was on drugs. I turned to promiscuous relationships. I turned to different addictions to try to fill voids. And the fact of the matter is, all I needed someone to tell me at that time was that it was going to be okay. And people, I don't think they really know what to say when they are encountered by grief, because it is a very real situation that affects everyone differently. So there's not really a blanket formula. What I teach people in Grief Talk is that I'm going to take you through some steps, true indeed, but your steps won't be like the person that I just saw. You're going to have your process, they're going to have their process. So, it's real.
Wow, this is awesome. And I believe because you have also lost someone, you know, you can feel their pain and you can, and more so, you are also anointed. So the formula or steps you're going to be giving someone is going to be godly and, you know, with wisdom from God and all that. So I really want to thank you for the way you presented, you started this, you know, so people can know that they should stop looking for formulas. But just work with a professional that has gone through what they've gone through, who can guide them in the steps. So how best can you help such people as a healing coach?
You know what, Father Kimmy, I think the main thing that I would just say to them, the people that I encounter, is just, you know, grief can come in containers. Just as you would go to the store and fill your basket full of food, a lot of times we encounter things in life. It may have been that goldfish that was our favorite goldfish at 7 years old.
Right.
And when we lost that goldfish, our parents, God bless them, may have said, oh, we're just going to flush it down the toilet. You'll get another one. And then the next time in our life, when we turned 15, we had to leave all of our friends and move out of the country to another country. We told our parents, Mommy, I miss so-and-so. Oh, okay, that's fine. You got some new friends over here. The next point in life, when we turned 21, we may have, had an abortion and had never dealt with it. And then the next time, we may have lost a parent. What I'm trying to say is, just as you go to the store and fill your shopping cart, what makes grief become complicated for a lot of people, Father Kimmy, is the fact that we don't necessarily stop and take the time to develop a scale of loss and process the losses that have occurred. 80% of the people that I deal with as clients for Grief Talk, Father Kimmy, I've been at least 2 to 7 weeks with them just talking through the losses that they have had in their lives. And you would be surprised.
Wow.
It is just like, you know, peeling paint off of a wall that you're trying to renovate. Because they don't want to let go. They don't want to talk about the childhood that was affected by a loss of a goldfish or, you know, being able to be separate from your friends. Because in our parents, as much as possible, they want to buffer us from pain. And we want to buffer and protect ourselves from pain. But we have to know that we have to go through pain and realize it and not be in denial about it so that we can heal. And I, the best help that I offer to people with Grief Talk is that we are on task to serving as a method where people can get rid of the odd silence that comes with grief. One conversation at a time, Kimmy. That's what it's about.
Wow.
People need to know that you care. People need to know that you have the professional wisdom to give them, but they also need to be able have someone that can sit for hours and help them
take apart
the power of grief in their life. It's important.
Wow, this is powerful. And I see the way you work with them, you go to the root of the problem, you know.
Absolutely.
So I agree with you. Yeah, it's
absolutely
going to be a long process.
And I'm sure, yeah, and I'm sure you know, as a certified grief, as a certified life coach yourself, I'm sure you work with a
mm-hmm.
lot of people that, you know, that may have food addictions or whatever the case may be, whatever person that's in the healing business, they need to
mm-hmm,
realize
mm-hmm.
that the power is not in our hands. The power
That's
is
right.
in the hands of the person. We're just simply there
right.
as a vessel, a tool to help them discover what they know to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And if they
wow,
really listen, they'll realize that they have the answers to heal and to recover from grief and to be able to process, you know, the next path for their life.
Mm, that is so true. Wow, wow, wow. Thanks, Danita. What other resources do you have for women that are, you know, are grieving? And I also like the fact that you are bringing in things like abortion and all these other things because, you know, these are also part of loss. So
absolutely.
Share
and,
with
you know, absolutely, Father Kemi. I'm sorry if there's a delay. I'm in my car phone, on my car phone talking
no,
to you.
It's
so
fine.
I apologize if there's a delay. But, okay, I was processing that question, you know, and praying about that question that you had asked me about women because the reality is, as women, we deal with so much. We are those shopping carts in the store that kind of just sit there until someone pulls us out. And when they pull us out, they don't pull us out to just, you know, take us to the store. They put stuff in us. We're containers.
Mm.
You know, so as women, we hold a lot of stuff. And, you know, the opportunity to be able to release those things are not always there. So a lot of the people that I work with primarily are women with Grief Talk. And as I said, what I've learned in the last couple of years just through the paradigm of my business model is that, you know, I try to come in from a position that I'm just going to talk to people about just grief. And I realized that grief wasn't just losing someone. Grief was also losing something. And really,
That's
when
right.
I really developed the wisdom from God to change my business model into Grief Talk, and just talking about the loss of the house, the loss of how you felt when your husband lost his job last year, and the fact that you couldn't buy Louis Vuittons, you had to buy, you know, Walmart shoes. What did that feel like? What did that look like? How did you recover from that? I realize that a lot of people come to me with issues that are, in some people's mind, greatest to small, but they're big in their minds. And it's the next, it's the decision between life and death for a lot of women. And I'm saying life and death, not of their life, but of their mindset and how they go up to the next level in their life. You know, and I know for a lot of people, it's miscarriages, infertility, your child, you know, going from private school to now going to public school. And like I said, it may be a small thing to people, but it's huge to these people that I serve with Grief Talk. People call me, you know, I don't understand what to do, you know, because, you know, our house, we're having to downsize. I'm having a difficult time with that. I'm a minister, and I feel as though I'm attracted to another female, and I don't know how to deal with that. You would be surprised, and that's why it takes an enormous amount of confidentiality and exclusivity just covering these people the same way pastors or parents would cover their children. You can't look at these people with an ugly face or judgment. You can't come to them with suspicion. You got to help them because they're reaching out. They are in need. Once they go down to their altar and profess Jesus Christ as their Savior, you will be surprised the number of people that are still contemplating suicide. They're still looking to
especially
take
in the church.
Absolutely, Father Kimmy, because they still have that orphan spirit that I talk so much about within Grief Talk. We have not, as women, dealt with a lot of our issues, and because of that, we're passing those issues to our children, we're passing those issues to family and friends, and really, like I said, the best resources for women that I can give is to just talk it out. If you don't have the money to invest in a coach, get on these webinars that we have every Monday at 9 p.m. Get on the webinars. I mean,
yeah,
I was just going to talk about that now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Listen to Heart to Love with Father Kimmy as well as others. And really, if you can't invest in someone to provide that individual care for you, access those free services that are available and start journaling, and the Holy Spirit will begin to show you how to go about healing. But then show that we as women take the time to process the pain that we have dealt with over the course of our lives. It's so important.
Wow, wow. Thank you. And also thank you for sharing to people on how, you know, which way to go about looking for these resources. Because like you rightly said, people are sharing emotional things, sensitive things, and you don't want to open up to the wrong person, right?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I realized, you know, just with myself, this time last year, you know, we were, you know, a year before, we were pregnant with a baby, and we had lost that child. And I remember I was so deeply involved in trying to get my business, you know, grief talk started. And I remember one of the things the Holy Spirit told me, I appreciate your zeal for business. I appreciate your zeal to help others. But you are a healer, and you at this point are a wound healer. And you need to be whole so that you can help others. Think about the number of women right now, Father Kimmy, that are in business trying to go to that next level, which may have reached a place of being up and not sure where to go from the next. Take the time to ask God to unsettle you and to be still so that he can speak to you and show you those issues in your heart that need to be cleansed. And that's where that breaks from. Absolutely. I'm a witness.
This is awesome. Mm-mm. I've always known you to be an healing coach anyway. After your first show, I knew, man, the Lord is preparing you for healing ministry.
Praise God. You know what, Father Kimmy, that's something I ran away from, and to a degree I still try to tiptoe around, because the thing is, with healing is a beautiful thing until you fold it back and you see the work that's required, the level of commitment, the time away from your family, the loads of things that people bring to you. You can't possibly hold those. You got to release them to God. Abortion, post-abortion, PTSD, cutting, people, you know, wanting to kill themselves. That's some heavy stuff for anybody to hold. And at the end of the day, you got to go home and cook. And what people need to realize is that those people that are healers, they need prayer. They need people to come around.
That's
your pastors and the coaches and the therapists and the psychiatrists and the teachers and the people at the store, even. They need prayer. All of us need prayer, because it's so much. With healing comes deliverance. And let me just say this, Father Kimmy. Grief is not a demon. Grief is
not a
demon that you cast out. It is a process that you embrace and that you go through.
Right.
And you can recover from grief. You can. There is joy. Joy can come in the morning.
Amen. Wow. And let me encourage you, Danira, I know it's tough, but the Lord has anointed you. And you know what? When I also look at it, we don't have so many Christian healers. We have a lot more in these people that are psychic and all these other things that are not, you know, scriptural. So please be encouraged.
No.
Don't run away from it. We need more of people like you.
You know what? I received that in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, when I had, you know, walked away from God, you know, when I lost my parents, I knew that he was leading me towards grief. I actually thought about being a psychic, Father Kimmy, because I was like, you know what?
Wow.
I wouldn't have to prove myself, you know, with these people and tell them about this Jesus, because, you know, I went to school and I studied clinical and I studied social work and I studied the textbook, what the textbook says about grief. But then the Holy Spirit started arresting me and teaching me about God's center and the issues of people's hearts and how they need to deal with those things and things that the textbook can't say, and the issue of deliverance and how deliverance comes into play. And I'm like, you want me to do what, God? I just want to just tell these people what the textbooks say. Or let me be a psychic and just tell them a little word. But he was like, no, I have plans for you. And I'm telling you, it's like very difficult sometimes, Father Kimmy, when you know that God is leading you and he's directing you, and you have to be unsettled when all of your other colleagues are so comfortable. They're so comfortable.
That is true.
But even
that
in that, God has a plan, and we give him glory for everything he's doing.
Amen. And you're doing good, my dear. Nobody else can do it as best as you're doing what you're doing right now. I'm serious, Tanita. Serious. I'm serious. You know, we don't have a lot of healing. I still repeat it. People run away from that ministry, but people that are spirit-led like you, we don't have many in the body of Christ. So I believe that's why the Lord is raising people like you. Because what I see happen is a lot of Christians leave the church and go to all these medium, psychic, and all these people for answers. Because they can't get anything in the church. So I really thank God for what you are doing, for submitting yourself to the will of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that God will continue to anoint you for this job in the name of Jesus. So share with our audience on this. I know you've talked about some of them, but other clients you work with. And also, if you have any promotions going on in your ministry, your business that people can log on to, you know, join into. Your books, you know, just tell us how people can work with you and do business with you, Tanita.
Absolutely. If you go to www.danitaogondaga.com, you'll be able to see starting April 29th, we will be starting our first 2015 7-week Grief Talk group coaching program. It's a very awesome program that started 2 years ago, actually. And it's basically 7 weeks of that setting of a mindset as it relates to grief. It definitely requires a commitment. So if you know already that you're not going to be one that's going to be committed, it's not for you. But if you know that you are at a place where your grief is fresh, or if your grief is antiquated, if it's 10 years, if it's 20 years, whatever it is, God has need of you. And this is an opportunity to walk through 7 weeks with me where we will start peeling back the layers and talking about the pain. Because once the pain is addressed, you can help people address their purpose and your purpose. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see clearly what your assignment is. And that's pretty much what we do. We go from the process of dealing with pain to finding out what your purpose is, and from your purpose, helping you to grow into your assignment. I've been a grant writer for several years. I've worked in the city of Pittsburgh, you know, prior to moving to Atlanta. And one of the things that I did also was just, you know, community development. And so I saw from there that I needed to have that component within what I'm doing with DanitaOgondaga.com. So when you go to the website, you'll see April 29th, we'll have our 7-week session. You know, you can go and fill out a form on the website. It's comprehensive questions. I need you to answer all of them because I need to know what you're working with and where you are right now in your mindset so that we can see if we're a good fit. So that's the first thing, Father Kimmy. The second thing is I have individual sessions that are available from, you know, a one-time thing to three times or whatever. You can go to individual coach session tab, and you'll be able to, you know, sign up with me there. The people that I primarily work with, Father Kimmy, over the last couple of years has really zoned it down. As I said, Grief Talk on our every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have a podcast webinar style thing on social media where people can just come up. We're talking about Grief Talk. This Monday we're going to be featuring Kiera Weaver, and she is basically a fashion blogger. She's going to be up there on this Monday, and we're going to basically have a conversation about fashion, life, love, loss, and a little more Jesus. We're going to talk about the issues that women go through loving fashion, but at the same time being broken inside, and how she went through her healing. So I invite everyone to just come and be a part of that. You can go to social media, to my Facebook page, or type in Grief Talk Webinar Podcast, on social media, on Facebook, and register for free there. But on DanitaOganaga.com, the people that I primarily work with are people that have dealt with stillborn miscarriages, PTSD, post-traumatic stress. That is not just an issue that affects military. You have people that are civilians, Paula Kimmy, that deal with post-traumatic stress. I know I had that when my parents passed away. It lasted for 4 years. And it can be healed. I deal with people that have had abortions, primarily men and women that have had post-abortions. After the abortion happens, there's a tremendous amount of forgiveness that needs to take place before they can go into the next phase of their life. I talk with a lot of men and women about just general intimacy and how we can get over fear. If you go to Facebook or social media, you'll see a video I just released called Dear Fear. You know, that's a video because a lot of the clients that I work with are dealing with some type of phobia or fear. So just talking about how to release yourself from fear. Okay, DanitaOganaga.com is where it all starts. We have daily encouragement on Facebook and other parts of social media. I also blog on DanitaOganaga.com, follow Kimmy. But more importantly, I just want to let people know upcoming. I know that we've said before that we had a new book coming out. We had to push that back because we just had a beautiful baby girl, Butu Studi.
Yeah, congrats on that.
Family. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So we do have some awesome things that are coming on the horizon. I've started into the realm of courses because I realize with where I'm going, I'm not going to really be able to do individual coaching much longer. So I'm going to be trying to impact people, more people in quicker ways, and that's through the development of courses. So I will be releasing very shortly a set of courses that people can sign up for $37 to $297 or whatever the case. You'll see the price when it's released. But it's just another opportunity for people to go through their self-process and self-pace of finding their healing, you know, from grief.
Right. Without calling you on the phone every time, they can easily work out how they're going to do their studies online, right?
Absolutely. And it'll be crystal clear because it will be video-based. So they'll be able to engage, you know, and be able to have access to me as well via email and, you know, via my assistant. So I'm looking forward to what God has in store. I definitely know this. I'm not going to abandon the call. It's been plenty of times, opportunities to give up.
No, you cannot.
Troubles have come, but I'm more determined now than ever to follow the will of God for my life. And I would encourage you, Father Kimmy, to continue doing this show and continue doing
what God
has put in your heart to do. We may get tired. We get tired. We get tired. Like today, my baby was just crying to no end. She was crying. I had to come down to the car to do this interview. But I'm like, we're not going to stop. We're going to get this done. So glory to God.
Amen. Yes, we can.
Amen.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to come on your show very soon, too.
Amen. You let me know when your schedule permits. I would love to have
Definitely.
You. And we'll love it. We would love it.
Thank you very much. So briefly, can you pray for people that are going through any form of grief? I just want you to release the anointing of healing, you know, on them so they can be able to move on to their next level.
My pleasure.
Father,
thank you right now in Jesus' name. You promised your beloved rest, God, in Deuteronomy 33:12. You've given them a rest, God, and you said that you will be a shield for them all the day long. So, Father, we just thank you right now that people are in spaces and places where they're coming into contact with the fact that every day they may not be okay and that something is wrong and they're trying to understand what it is in their own understanding. But, Father, you've given us the grace to be able to come to you as our Father and cry out to you. That being said, Father, I thank you that your ears are attentive and ready to hear the cries of my brothers and sisters all over the world that may be listening to this prayer right now. And they're going to cry out to you. We pray for the healers that are servicing these people, that you will continue to allow them to deal with the issues in their hearts. and that they will be able to be strengthened, God, by you and your word, so that you can give them the grace
Lord.
To do what only you can do, Father. We thank you right now, God.
Lord.
That you, Lord, surrounding yourself, God, surrounding us with your favor, God, surrounding us with your protection, God. You're, Lord, taking back the people that are contemplating suicide right now. You're taking back a life to those, Lord, that maybe have just given up hope. Father, I thank you right now that you're changing the mindsets of my brother and sisters that have just thrown in the towel, God. And you're encouraging them that it's not over until you say it's done, God. We love you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your victory.
Thank you
for your peace,
God.
We thank you that this is
thank
the time,
Lord.
God. There is a solution for our pain, and you are the solution, Father. In Jesus'
thank
name,
you
know my brothers and sisters, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Anita. Thank you to everyone that has tuned in. And join us tomorrow at 5:30. Apostle James and Prophetess Joanne will be talking to couples on qualities for a successful marriage. God bless you all, and you have a wonderful evening and beautiful Sunday. Please listen to my closing message, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, Anita.
Love you. I love you. God bless you,
love
Mama
you.
Kimmy.
Love you. God bless you.
Hope you enjoyed tonight's show and you received the wisdom you needed to move from where you are now to where you really want to be. Your radio host, Fola, says a big thanks for listening. Fola can be contacted for coaching services at coachfola@gmail.com. Fola is also on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Google+, as Folachemy Iodelli. And her website is folachemynugget.blogspot.com. See you all next week, same time, same station, for another empowering nugget of wisdom.
Hi, Danita. Bye, everyone.
Oh, Paula Kimmy, how are you doing?
Oh, great. God bless you there.
Oh, God bless.